After a week of looking back as the country noted the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing, John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, is still in a reflective mood. Over the weekend, he published his personal ranking of Arkansas governors who have served during his lifetime. He ranked a Republican, Winthrop Rockefeller, at the top. Roby Brock, with our partner Talk Business and Politics, discusses the rankings with Brummett this week. John Brummett says Rockefeller's 4 years in office were transformational.
He had more to do with turning this state around than anyone in history. He didn't have so much to do with it substantively, but in terms of spiritually or figuratively, he was sort of transitional, and then bumpers came after, thanks only to Rockefeller's being transitional, to do the real transforming. And I did it all in the context of two things that the state needed during my lifetime: to modernize its economy and to moderate its politics. We had reactionary politics, we had racist politics. Our economy historically lagging, still lags, but really lagged in those days. And Rockefeller did more to change the tone, tenor, and vision of the state than anyone. If he hadn't moved here and had his transitional governance, we might not have changed in the way we did and progressed as much as we did. So that was the basis for that ranking.
Did you get any of the other rankings wrong now that you hung it out there?
No.
You've had some feedback.
Well, sure, you always get it. Oh, let me tell you, Roby, being objective and saying, even though I disagree with a couple of these Republicans, their governorship served the causes of moderation and modernization. Sometimes the left can be about as hateful as the right. So I've heard some of that, but I'm mostly amused by it, frankly, because as Asa Hutchinson, for example, I rank him as high as fourth and thought about him for third. I mean,
he's not done being governor
yet.
I know.
He could still got a chance. I think he's got a chance to drop, but not to rise so much.
You don't think? Okay.
Well, I mean, bumpers. You have to make a significant change, a transformation of the state to unseat those. But I give him Hutchinson incredible credit as a Republican, with embracing the element of Obamacare that Medicaid expansion was and finding a way to get it passed. I don't give him a pass on something I criticize him about very harshly, which is the work requirement, but it's been stayed by a federal judge, and he did what he had to do politically, and sometimes I have a lot of forbearance on that sort of thing.
Yep. So
there's that. And also, I know, because I've had calls. I mean, I've been a little bit on the inside. We've got to stop so-and-so from a bathroom bill. We can't have that. And so he has moderated in that respect to serve the modernizing of the economy. His computer coding, some of the people say that's 5 or 10 years behind, but at least it's an effort to address the digital age. So I got him ranked fourth of the 10.
You had 10, but you left out one.
Bob Riley.
I know. Where does he rank?
Well,
how long was he in office? 9 days,
yeah,
or something?
I just decided not to.
A great war hero, though.
A great war hero.
If you read his biography about what he did in World War II, phenomenal.
As a governor, Roby,
yeah,
he was sort of like the lieutenant governors who get to be governor for a few days. I mean, lieutenant governors have been actually served as governor as long as Bob Riley served as actual governor. So I chose, there's no way to rate, you're kidding, but maybe I should have mentioned, I should have had a footnote about why
wasn't
ranked.
Well, that's why you get to write another column at some point in time.
Yeah. All right.
Let's talk about the big controversy at the national level for the past week. President Donald Trump, a week ago, we were talking about comments that he made over the weekend about four congresswomen Democratic congresswomen. He backtracked, then he backtracked on his backtrack, then there was the rally. In essence, Trump has tripled down, perhaps quadrupled down, on this whole controversy. Why?
He believes that it serves his purposes, and everything is about serving his purposes. He believes it serves his purposes to tie the Democrats to the rhetoric and the incendiary or polarizing positions of these extreme semi-socialist women. I've been criticized again for being hesitant to call it racism because I think it's something sort of transcendent of that. I just think I think it's so self-serving that if he could disparage and say send white people back and it'd help him, I think he'd say that. Nonetheless, I think I've been cutting it too fine. The fact is, to exploit them and to say send them back, yeah, I've been cutting that too fine. That's easily racist, racial exploitation, and reminiscent of it, and clearly an example of it. So, you know, I stand willing to say that. But his purpose is, and he's said to be in the White House, pleased the way this is going. Mm-hmm. That we now, rather than talking about anything else, most every time they talk about whether the president or Trump has said things that are inappropriate, most fair-minded reporting will then go on to say, on the other hand, these women have said this, 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 and this. He thinks that's a dialogue. He thinks that's a message that alienates people from the Democratic Party and gives him a chance for the center. It may be a miscalculation. It may be that those people in the center are more aghast at the send her back frightful, racist, mob-type behavior that he was basking in even though he said he wasn't. So, why is he doing it? He's doing it as a political calculation.
Divide and conquer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, divide and conquer, and also to say, well, yeah, divide and conquer, but to make the Democratic Party about its left-wing extreme. That's what he's trying to do.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics. More included in this week's conversation can be found at TalkBusiness.net.